What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can you dig it?
Cracker!
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Phone line open for you, 844-326-3663. Be a part of the show. Jump on board, shoot us a text, give us a call, whatever you want to do. We got you covered. You can tweet me at the Rob Brown Show. You can tweet Lonzo at Lonzo on Word. You can get everybody up in here at the Fan Upstate. If you want to go in that direction, you can do so as well. And of course, if you got something a little more long format that you want to get to me, but you don't want to get on the air with it, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. And last, but certainly not least, and my absolute favorite, and I've decided that we are going to start this next week. The Ray Memorial Hotline is back. Here's what you got to do. Go to the Audacy app. AUDACY. It is an audio app. The Audacy app is auto-free in the Apple Store, the iStore, the Google Store, whatever store thing on your phone or tablet or desktop or whatever that you use. Go to that. Go to the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download that. Search the Fan Upstate. Click the little heart icon so that it is always the first station that comes up when you open it. And when you do, go to the Fan Upstate page. Right there at the top of the page, there are two buttons. Number one, it says, listen live, which means you can, and this is true. I've done the research. Listen live. Anytime, day or night, 24/7, 365. If it is in the AM, you can listen to the Rob Brown Show live. If it's in the PM, you can listen to Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel live. If it's in the daytime, you can listen to Bill Ryder, Rich Eisen, whoever you want to listen to. It's right there on the Odyssey app. Next to that Listen Live button is another button. That other button says Leave a Voice Message. If you click on that button, it will bring you to a secondary page that will allow you to push record and right there on your digital device, record a 60-second voice message that will come straight to me. You can say anything you want to say. It is unbridled. It is uncensored. It is, as everyone on radio loves to say, unchained. You can go drop your voice message anytime, day or night, 24/7, 365. Say whatever you want to say. I'm going to clean them up. I'm going to edit them to make them FCC compliant, and we'll play them on the air. Next week, I've decided, and I don't know yet if this is going to be an everyday thing. I don't know if this is going to be like a one segment a week thing, but we are going to have a Best Ray Memorial Hotline Message of the Week thing that we do. We're gonna absolutely show some love to whoever brings the best heat on the Ray Memorial Hotline. So, start getting your messages in now. Go to the Audacy app, AUDACY. Grab that app. Go to the Fan Upstate page. Click on the Leave a Voice Message button. and leave a voice message. And once you do, we'll see if you can become a part of the show. Now, it is 7:04 in the morning. You have got 55 minutes and 30 seconds on the dot before you got to get to the office, get sat down, respond to all those emails, maybe do like, I don't know, 7-8 minutes of work to justify the paycheck that you're earning today. And then you're going to do the thing that is the real reason you go to work. You're going to walk down the hallway. You're going to go down to the break room. You're going to stand around that water cooler. You're going to talk to the one or two coworkers that you actually like. And you know, you guys are talking sports. You know that you are going to be talking about what's going on in the world of athletic competition. And that, my dear friends, is why we do this.
It's not going to hurt you, sir.
It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office this morning and start talking sports with your coworkers or your family or your dog if you work from home. Whoever it is you talk sports with, this is what you're going to be talking about, or at least it should be. Let's dive right in, ladies and gentlemen, with item number one. Let's begin over in the NFL. Is it a super exciting story with the knowledge that two NFL teams will begin their training camps coming up here in 2 days? No, probably not. It's probably not like that exciting. It's probably not like something you're losing your mind over. But I do find it interesting. It is nice, even if it's just training camp.
It is a sign, Rob.
I'll take helmets and pads.
It is a beacon through the night that we've been waiting for. It's the start of football season.
It is. And again, we'll be live at SEC Media Days next week, Monday,
even,
Tuesday,
even though it
Thursday.
Is Jim Harbaugh, it's still the start of the football.
I mean, I'll say this. You say whatever you want about him. Dude's entertaining. Maybe not in a great way, but like, he's entertaining. So we'll see.
As entertaining as you can be in khakis.
Khakis. The NFL and senior leaders of the NFLPA struck an unusual confidentiality agreement that hid the details of an arbitration decision from players, including a finding that league executives had urged team owners to reduce guaranteed player compensation, according to ESPN. On January 14th, arbitrator Christopher Droney ruled that there was not sufficient evidence of collusion by owners in contract negotiations with quarterbacks after the record fully guaranteed contract signed by quarterback Deshaun Watson in 2022. Any such collusion to keep salaries down would violate the collective bargaining agreement between the NFL and the union. However, Droney concluded that the NFLPA showed by a, quote, clear preponderance of the evidence, end quote, that Commissioner Roger Goodell and the league's general counsel, Jeff Pasch, had urged owners to restrict guaranteed money in player contracts. The confidentiality agreement had kept details of the 61-page ruling a secret until 2 weeks ago when the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast published the document and created a stir amongst union members. Some players told ESPN that they were surprised by details of the ruling and that they did not understand why the union had not shared the ruling with them. On Tuesday night, nearly 6 months after Droney's decision, the NFLPA, led by Executive Director Lloyd Howell Jr., decided to seek an appeal of the ruling, according to a senior union source via ESPN. The source said, quote, "The appeal is a reflection of our obligation to enforce the CBA and our commitment to protecting our players' interest. We'll do what's best for players and we'll exhaust our options in doing so." Blah, blah, blah. The story is this. The NFL Players Association's senior management and the National Football League sat down with a federal arbitrator. The arbitrator said, look, you guys, and the Players Association proved this, had the conversation about restricting guaranteed money. That is enough to say that this is an effort at collusion. But as we talked about when this story broke a couple of weeks ago, one thing that they did not prove, according to Chris Droney, the arbitrator, was that the NFL actually took any action to make it happen. Basically, they said, you can talk about it, but unless you take some action, there's nothing we can do here. So they came to some sort of agreement of, okay, we won't do that again. But this is a new development because you will also remember when we talked about this story a couple of weeks ago, when the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast dropped the doc on everybody, I had one major overall question. Why are we just finding out about this? This seems like a big deal. This seems like something that if it's not a big deal to me and you and everybody else, it feels like it would be a massive deal to players. It feels like it would be a massive deal to folks that are, you know, underneath the collective bargaining agreement. Why are we just learning about this? It feels like this would have been something that unless there was some sort of NDA that was signed by somebody, which I acknowledge was a possibility, this would have been a topic that players would have been heated over. Wait a minute. You are telling me that the owners had conversations about how they should all handle guaranteed money contracts so that somebody like me could have my guaranteed money contracts limited. And our leadership let them off the hook. And it turns out that's exactly what happened. And then they reached an agreement to just not talk about it anymore. Now, this is probably not a big deal to most NFL fans. This is just going to be a thing that happened during the offseason. But I will say this, I do think it long-term is a big deal. I do think it long-term is a big deal because I think you're going to start to see players that are upset with Players Association leadership over this. And if that is the case, perhaps down the line, we see a drastic turnover in leadership of the Players Association. If we see a drastic turnover in leadership of the Players Association, when the next CBA comes up for discussion, it could change everything about that. We'll find out. Let's get to item number two. To the NBA we go, and I've got three different stories that we will hit each abbreviated versions of in the NBA. We will start with this one. Devin Booker has agreed to a two-year, $145 million max extension with the Suns. Now, that's not a massive amount of money for a frontline star, but that's not why it's interesting. The reason that is interesting is Devin Booker now has a higher average annual value than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know the guy who just won the MVP? And the scoring title? And the NBA Finals? You know that guy? The guy that's kind of been the guy for the past 6-7 months? Yeah, Devin Booker's making more money than him now. His deal is now worth a 5-year, $316 million valuation. SGA's contract during that same 5-year period is worth $285 million. This is wild. For a Suns team that has already taken a bunch of heat about how they have organized this offseason, and don't get me wrong, I'm a D-Book guy. I really like Devin Booker. I think Devin Booker's got the opportunity to be an NBA all-timer. I think he's great. But right now, he ain't SGA. And the Suns, who just lost Kevin Durant, the Suns, who are in the middle of an offseason that Suns fans are like, yo, what are we doing, are now paying Devin Booker more than SGA? Wild. Story number two in the NBA. Nikola Jokic has announced that he will not seek a contract extension this summer. Instead, will delay those talks until next summer. Jokic has 3 years remaining on a five-year, $276 million extension he signed back in 2022. The three-time MVP has a player option in the final year of the deal, though that final year is 2027, not next year. Jokic is eligible to sign a three-year, $200 million extension up until October 20th. If he waits till next year, he becomes eligible to sign a fourth year with an additional $77 million. So he's basically taking a big risk. Because if he gets injured, career-altering, he's going to lose out on $200-plus million. But if he stays healthy and he stays in that conversation, and he's eligible for an extension next year, he will make, with the incentives, an estimated additional $81 to $90 million by putting it off a year. That's kind of interesting. We'll see how that plays out. And finally, the NBA has announced its six groups for the NBA in-season tournament next year. Over in the East, Cleveland, Indiana, Atlanta, Toronto, and Washington. Group B, Boston, Detroit, Orlando, Brooklyn, and Philly. Group C, Milwaukee, the Knicks, Chicago, Miami, and the Charlotte Hornets. Over in the West, Group A, we'll see Oklahoma City, Minnesota, Sacramento, Phoenix, and Utah. Group B, we'll see the Lakers, the Clippers, Memphis, Dallas, and New Orleans. And Group C will include Houston, Denver, Golden State, Portland, and San Antonio. I know you are all stupid excited about this year's NBA in-season tournament.
Everybody's laughing like me.
Laugh away. It's great. I love it. Shut up. It's going to be amazing. I can't
wait. The courts look pretty cool.
The courts are dope. Yeah. The courts are dope. I'm glad you said that. Let's get very rapidly, because this is going to turn into our next segment as well, to item number three. According to multiple sources, the state of New Jersey has just made college sports a little bit more interesting. How so, you might ask? Well, New Jersey has become the latest state with a bill prohibiting the NCAA, conferences, or other organizations with authority over college athletics from penalizing a school for paying NIL money to athletes. Basically, this is what we talked about a couple of weeks ago when Tennessee did something similar after Nico Iamaliava left town to go over to UCLA. I said, look, the College Sports Commission is a great idea if you would have propped it up at the beginning and not the end. Having an authoritative arm, a disciplinary arm, is a great idea if you would have propped it up at the beginning, not the end. But as soon as that Tennessee litigation came down, I told you a number of weeks ago, Tennessee has just fired the opening salvo in what is going to be a very difficult situation for the NCAA and for the College Sports Commission to handle going forward. That is going to be a reality where states are going to start saying, yeah, you don't have the authority. They are going to start creating laws that are either going to outright say our institutions are not beholden to the rules, regulations, protocols, and disciplinary activities of the College Sports Commission or the NCAA. They can do whatever they want. And if the NCAA and the College Sports Commission was able to find a way around that, then the states would do the next best thing, which is to craft laws in their individual states which require their institutions of higher learning, require them to do things that go outside of the rules, regulations, and guidelines put in place by the College Sports Commission. Long story short, the NCAA, the College Sports Commission, would say, you, schools and members, you can't do X. And then states would start to say, actually, we now have a law in the book that says they are required to do X. under our jurisdiction. They must, as a state school run by the state, they must do X. And hey, if it goes against your rules, you're just going to have to get the hell up out of it because you're not a legislative body. And it turns out we are. And now New Jersey is the first state to take a shot at that. We'll talk about that when we come back and the rest of everything going on in college football, as we do a lot of college football today on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not terribly long ago, the state of Tennessee, the volunteer state, started crafting laws that would require their state institutions effectively to do things that they, I think at the time, and probably still fair to say today, assumed are going to become prohibited actions under the new College Sports Commission. And I said at the time, I thought that this was going to be an interesting legislation period. And the reason why was because the NCAA, in waiting until now to prop up a disciplinary arm in the NIL and transfer portal era, made a critical mistake. And I've been saying this for a while, so I won't hammer the point, but it is easier, in reality, it is easier to prop up a bunch of rules that you want in place at the beginning of a situation and make entities playing by those rules challenge them rule by rule by rule as they go than it is to allow members playing under your banner or people working under your banner or whatever situation it might be to profit under a set of rules and then try to change those rules. Because it's going to be easier for you to make the people playing under the rules fight you in court to get the rules changed than it is for you to try to prop up rules and then have to fight them and say, hey, you know that thing you've been doing? especially when it's financially lucrative. You know that thing you've been doing to make money? Yeah, we don't want you to do that anymore. Yeah, I don't care if you don't want me to do that. I'm making a bunch of money. I'm going to keep doing the thing, and I'm going to fight you tooth and nail to keep doing the thing. So because the NCAA waited until now to prop up the College Sports Commission, and that College Sports Commission is now trying to craft rules to rein in the NIL and transfer portal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What is happening is not only are players and athletes starting to challenge it, but states are looking at this going, wait. We want to make sure that we are giving our institutions the best opportunity that they can have to be prolific in college athletics, to be profitable in college athletics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Tennessee started it. New Jersey is next in line. Now, I'm not going to read this whole bill to you, but I do want to give you the parts that I think are the most interesting. And then I'll tell you why.
So you're about to read more than most politicians.
Correct. And fortunately, not so big, not so beautiful bill is not 1,000 pages that you jam through in the middle of the night and don't give people time to read 1,000 pages before they make a decision on the impact of the future.
Like every other bill that's been handed down every single year.
Yeah. And yeah. I will be about those too. All right. I'm an equal opportunity, you suck kind of guy. So here is what I think are the parts that establish the point I'm going to make to you here in just a minute. The bill regulates certain athletic associations, conferences, or other groups or organizations with authority over intercollegiate athletics, including the National Collegiate Athletic Association. Under the bill, these organizations cannot, A, prohibit or prevent a four-year institution of higher education from becoming a member of the organization or from participating in intercollegiate athletics as a consequence of any student-athlete earning compensation for the use of the student-athlete's name, image, or likeness, or obtaining representation by an athlete, agency, or attorney in connection. Why did I say it that way? What was that? Why did I stick a U in there unnecessarily? Attorney in connection.
This is New Jersey, right?
Yeah. So yeah, that's why.
That's what it is. It's creeping in there.
Hey, you can't hit my dude because he got a guy. You know what I'm saying? Or obtaining representation by an athlete, agent, or attorney in connection with issues related to name, image, and likeness. Number two, take any other adverse action against the four-year institution of higher education or any other related entity of an institution for actively permitted by the bill, activity permitted by the bill. Penalize a four-year institution of higher education or a student athlete or prevent them from participating in intercollegiate athletics due to a violation of the organization's rules and regulations concerning name, image, or likeness. Four, prevent a four-year institution of higher education from compensating a student-athlete for the use of the student-athlete's name, image, or likeness. Five, prevent a four-year institution of higher education or any related entity of an institution from identifying, creating, negotiating, facilitating, supporting, or engaging with, assisting with, or otherwise enabling a name, image, or likeness opportunity for a student-athlete. The bill provides that a four-year institution of higher education or any related entity of an institution that is subjected to any actual or threatened complaint, investigation, penalty, or other adverse action of any organization with authority over intercollegiate athletics for engaging in activities permitted pursuant to the bill may bring an action to recover additional actual damages and reasonable attorney fees and may seek injunctive relief and any other remedy available at law or in equity. Blah, blah, blah. What's all that legalese mean, Rob? Well, Rob is not an attorney, nor did he stay in a Holiday Inn Express last night. But here is what I took away from that. You may get bored by the legalese. I understand. Let me see if I can put that down in a way that makes sense to you.
Please do, because I lost it after like the first two sentences. It's just like, oh.
Basically, what it says is, hey, NCAA. You can't do, bruh. That's basically what it says.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Why didn't need to say that?
Because you're not really going to pass a bill that says New Jersey bill number 310.1-2. Hey, NCAA, go yourself.
But it's New Jersey, so if any state were to do that, it would be New Jersey.
It would be New Jersey. So the bill basically says that in the state of New Jersey, no entity, organization, etc., which has power in the world of intercollegiate athletics, can do anything to a Jersey school. Now, obviously, the NCAA will likely fight this out in a court.
Do anything. What do you mean, do anything?
Penalize a school. They can't penalize a school.
For anything? For cheating?
For anything related to NIL.
Okay. Right.
Basically, what they are saying is if the NCAA decides that a student athlete, an intercollegiate amateur athlete, has done something that violates their NIL rules, Jersey is saying that in our state, you do not have the right to punish the institution. You do not have the right to punish the athlete. You ain't got that power here, dog. Now.
All right, really quick. I mean, because I maybe you addressed this and I missed it, but what major college is in New Jersey?
Rutgers.
What major college
is the big one?
What major college is in
again,
New Jersey?
Again, I don't think that it...
That this would be affected by... No, I mean, I get it if this was in another state where, like if this was in Alabama, I would get that. But it's in New Jersey, and if Rutgers is what you have, who's going to mess over Rutgers? They don't need to.
Let's say theoretically, hypothetically, that Rutgers, I'm not saying they have, I'm not saying they will, let's say that Rutgers has a kid that comes out of New Jersey. Let's say that A.J. Soprano grows up.
It's a good name.
Graduates high school. A.J. Soprano turns in... It turns out he does, unlike his father, Tony, he does have the makings of a varsity athlete. I'm making multiple Sopranos references right here. So if you haven't watched The Sopranos, just hang with me anyway. Tony didn't have the makings of a varsity athlete. AJ might. He's a good little guy. He was a defensive edge rusher, but I need a quarterback because it makes the impact more dynamic. So AJ Soprano graduates high school. Turns out he's a five-star recruit. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to stay in Jersey. I'm going to go play for the State College of New Jersey. I'm going to go play for Rutgers. I love Rutgers. So he says, I'm going to go play for Rutgers. And then, when he gets to Rutgers, wouldn't you know it, just like that, he gets a massive NIL deal from a local business. Let's say it's a, I don't know, garbage and sanitation company. All right? They got a couple of trucks.
They're really big in New Jersey for some reason. I don't know.
They got a couple of routes. Nobody really knows where they take the trash to, but the trash disappears, if you know what I'm saying. So he gets an NIL deal from a local sanitation company. And that NIL deal is deemed by the NCAA to violate the House v. Settlement rules, their new rules, whatever the College Sports Commission decides. They say, no. You can't do that for whatever reason. You're not doing the right amount of work. We don't feel like that's a fair market value deal, whatever the case might be. They say you can't do that. And you can't do that and violated our rules. So here's the punishments. This law in Jersey. And again, I don't know if any. I don't know how much authority it has, right? Because the NCAA can say, whoa, 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 whoa. You can do whatever you want at your school. But participation in our organization, that's voluntary. You don't have to play under the NCAA banner. The argument's going to be that the NCAA has a monopoly on college sports. If you want to be recognized, if you want to play at the highest level, you have to play under their banner or you don't get to play. And that's where all those antitrust conversations that I think are down the line in inevitability come into play, along with unionization and a collective bargaining agreement, et cetera, et cetera. But they can say you can't do this. And now Jersey says, whoa, in our state, you can't do that. In our state, in the great garbage, whatever state they are, in New Jersey.
Garden State, I believe.
That's it. In the Garden State, you don't have authority here to do anything. We cast thee out. Now, I don't want you to just think about this from the standpoint of New Jersey and Rutgers and Tony Soprano's kid. What I need you to look at is the bigger picture. I can stop doing that now. I'm done with the Sopranos references. Bigger picture. If Jersey, which has now officially passed the bill that I just read to you, if Jersey finds a way to have this take foothold in a way that does indeed prevent the NCAA from enacting consequences on their colleges and universities, it's not that a team like Rutgers is going to be at the highest level and that's going to matter. It just means that the state of Alabama says, control C, control V, copy, paste, post, passed. And they just pass the same law. And they do it the same way, and they have the same authority. And now all of a sudden, the rule that Jersey passed is Bama's rule. And once it's Bama's rule, and they say, no, NCAA, you cannot come in here and dictate to Alabama and Auburn what they may and may not do. Now the NCAA is once again a toothless, feckless organization and can't do anything. This is going to be a big deal because I assume it's going to get challenged. And if it stands, and if a federal court says, yes, they do have the right to do this in their state, well, then Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, they're all going to copy paste and do the same thing. And then the NCAA is effectively nothing. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We did some Clemson football talk in the final two segments of hour number one. If you missed it, right after the show is over, you can go to thefanupstate.com. And when you do, go to the podcast section at the top of the page. Drop it down to where it says The Rob Brown Show. And all 4 hours, and if you got time to kill, the entire four-hour show will be edited, shortened, and dropped right there for you on demand. You can listen to the podcast at any point in time. Go to thefanupstate.com, go to the podcast, click on the Rob Brown Show, and grab the grab hour by hour. If you're a Clemson fan, you want to hear our conversation from earlier in the show, in which we talked about two outcomes. Number one, Clemson reaches the lofty expectations that are set upon them this year, in which case Dabo Swinney gets to, metaphorically, because he would not IRL, drop a double bird on me and a lot of other people who have been critical, or Clemson does not meet expectations this year, in which case I think it would be fair for the rest of the country to say they're not a big dog anymore. You're just another school now. That's what I think the expectations on this football team are. So we're going to get back to that later in the show. But if you missed it, you're a Clemson guy, you want to hear that, thefanupstate.com. Go to the podcast, drop it down. The Rob Brown Show, listen to hour number one. However, now we're here. Now I'd like to flip to the other side of the coin. Now I'd like to flip to, what does this season mean to South Carolina? What are, based on reaching the expectations or not, what will they say, what will this do for the Gamecocks? I want to start with the thought that I had yesterday. You're kind of in a very interesting situation here, in that in order for you to meet the expectations that are being set for you by the national conversation, I don't really want to say the media, because I think there's, like, I think they drive the conversation, but I think at the end of the day, there's enough college football fans that there is a national college football conversation. In order for South Carolina to meet the expectations being set on them in the national conversation, you will need Lenoris Sellers to meet the expectations being set on him by the national conversation. How high are those expectations? You may not want to go down this path with me. I'm going to take you down it anyway. Any of y'all played the new college football game yet? The EA Sports College Football 26? Any of y'all played that yet? Because I haven't played it, but as a massive dork, I follow a lot of people who, for whatever reason, they bought the extended edition and they got the early access, or they are a big name media member and they were given a copy of the game to drop a review, whatever. I've seen clips of people playing it. And I've noticed something interesting over the past 4 or 5 days that people have been posting clips of playing the new EA Sports College Football game. There is something that is turned into a trend. Now, if you're an old grampy like I am, you may remember way back in the before times of 2007, Madden 2007, the most successful video game franchise of all time, Madden 2007 had the Atlanta Falcons quarterbacked by Michael Vick in that game. And this, obviously, this was all well before the controversy around Michael Vick. And in Madden 007, Michael Vick was a cheat code. In fact, Rob Brown, in college when Madden 07 was the deal, Rob Brown remembers playing Madden with the fraternity bros in the fraternity house back in the day. And what I can tell you is that, much like with GoldenEye, where you had the no odd job rule, now I'm getting real deep into the lore. That's N64 days. Yes, I'm a dinosaur. In Madden 07, the rule around the old frat house was no Michael Vick, because Michael Vick was a cheat code. That is Lenoris Sellers in this year's college football game from EA Sports. It's in the game. He's a cheat code. In fact, as I have watched influencers and athletes and college football media members who got early access to the game, one of the things that I have noticed is that many of them are posting clips where they are playing as the Gamecocks of South Carolina. Now, are they doing that because South Carolina is a blue-collar program nationally? Nope. Are they doing that because South Carolina is just expected to be the best team in the game? Nope. They're doing that because by playing NCAA football with South Carolina, they get to use the video game cheat code that is Lenoris Sellers. Now you're going, wait just a gosh dang second, Rob Brown. What does this have to do with anything? I'll tell you. It has to do with what the expectations of Lenoris Sellers are. The fact that they have this guy And Bully Rye texted the show. He said it's actually Madden 04. Listen, Bully Rye, I appreciate you keeping me honest. Thank you very much, A. And B, again, I was in college. A lot of this is very fuzzy and hazy to me.
You got to be accurate about that. You do. I stopped playing Madden a long time ago.
Madden 04 is old enough to drink. That's how old it is. It's old enough to have a beer, legally. So
when my best friend picked up the gaming console and slammed it against a wall and it busted in pieces and a part of it like cut my face, I was like, I'm done playing this.
You know, all these stories you tell explain so much, Lonzo. So much.
Think about the ones I don't tell.
That's fair. So the expectations nationally for Lenora Sellers are greatness. That's the expectation is greatness. The expectations for South Carolina, as I've said a couple of times, I really do think the expectations are be in the mix for. I'm not saying get one. Be in the mix for a ticket to Atlanta for the SEC championship game. I think the expectations for South Carolina are be in the mix for, maybe not get one, but be in the mix for a college football playoff berth. I think those are the expectations for South Carolina. Now, I think the good news for Shane Beamer is this. We talked about the expectations for Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers, and we talked about the narrative outcome based on either success or failure in obtaining those expectations. If Dabo Swinney reaches expectations this year, if Dabo Swinney wins a college football national championship, or at least plays for one or whatever else, Dabo Swinney earns the right to double bird everybody. Say, I try to tell y'all. You can do it my way and win. If Dabo Swinney fails to meet those expectations, I think the Clemson Tigers probably lose their spot at the table in the upper echelon of college football programs. They will no longer be mentioned in the same breath as Georgia, Ohio State, etc. They will go down a tier. And again, I don't know if this matters. I mean, it's going to hurt you in your recruiting and all that. But I do not think they will be a team that is considered a, any given year, this team could win the national championship kind of team. And that would be a big setback. South Carolina's kind of the opposite. If South Carolina lives up to the expectations, which I am setting at, and next week and the week after that, we will get to the annual offseason question of what is your realistic ceiling and what is your realistic floor for your football team this year. My realistic ceiling for South Carolina is 10-2. I think 10-2 would be a hell of a year, and I think it's realistic. My realistic floor for South Carolina this year is 7-5. I don't think bowl eligibility cuts it this year. I think you need to be a plus game over 500. If they fall to that or below that, while I think next season may include some tough conversations, I also think that I would be willing to give a little more grace than I will Clemson. And the reason I say that is this. You have got at quarterback a very special guy. You have got a guy at quarterback that is so hyped up right now that the most played team in the new college football game of those that have the early release access, the most played team on that game right now is your team. And it is because you're a quarterback. It's kind of like when Tebow left Florida. It's kind of like when Trevor left Clemson. When that quarterback leaves, there will likely be a reset in expectations just because of how good he is. Or, I should say, how good people expect him to be. He's expected to be a very special player. He is expected to be a guy that is in the top tier. And
wasn't bad last year.
No, he was very good last year. Yeah, again, his second half stats are as good as any quarterback in college football. And the expectation is he's going to carry that Momo into this year. If he lives up to those expectations, South Carolina will live up to theirs. If they live up to theirs, I think South Carolina the year after that starts to be discussed the same way that some other teams just outside the Ohio State Georgia tier are discussed. Honestly, if South Carolina meets their expectations and Clemson does not, I think South Carolina will be considered on par with Clemson the year after that. And that boosts your recruiting, that boosts the amount of money coming in, whatever. So I think the drawback for Clemson, not meeting expectations this year, dramatically worse than the drawback for South Carolina not meeting expectations. I think the benefit of meeting expectations is dramatically better for South Carolina than it is for Clemson. Because if Clemson does it, you go, great, we expected that. Double bird from Dabo, great. If South Carolina meets their expectations and they're an SEC title game threat, they're a playoff team, if they get into that mix, everybody's going to look at Columbia and South Carolina and go, damn, Shano figured it out. We'll talk more about this in the next hour. Let me get Kevin in here before we run to the top of the hour. Break. Big Kev, welcome back, fella.
My dude, what's happening?
What's the word, brother?
Hey, man, I'm just glad that college football on the game system came back. Like, I'm you talking about cheat codes. Like, when Reggie Bush and Matt Lyon and all them boys, that was cheat codes. You didn't, like, if you went to go play the game somewhere, if you play with them, you got to go play with somebody else just so you can try to play, like, at least make a game out of it, because everybody, and they actually had a backup quarterback that was like a Mike Vick, but you never seen him play when Matt Lyon was there. I could never think of who he was, but he was something serious, man. I am so glad that this college football game is back. I would love to just sit around. See, everybody play online now. You got to get back to going to your homie's house and sitting around 20 deep in the back room playing the game. I don't want to see us 40-year-olds over there posted up playing the game no more, but I need to see that back with the young ones.
I do want to see that back. Listen, some of the best members, man, I was talking about it earlier. GoldenEye N64, when that game dropped, it was like one of the first multiplayer first persons where it had the four quad screen and you sat in the room with the boys and you just cussed each other out in your eighth grade bad words. And that's like bonding time. That's it. I will say this, as a 40-year-old who doesn't want to leave his house more often than he does, Kev, I think it's fantastic that I can pop on Xbox Live and I can call my boy on the headset, but then also I can just take my pants off and go to bed. Like, that's a big benefit for me, but I am damn glad the game's back.
And then you talking about the N64, man. Hey, man, I remember the Atari and sitting around playing Mario Brothers on the Nintendo all day long. When you are playing Duck Hunt for 2 hours, I'm going to need you to do something else with your life. Like, but that's what we did, and I love it.
That's what we did. Kev, appreciate you. Good to talk to you, brother. Appreciate you chatting and jumping on the show. 844-326-3663, 844-FANFONE.
If the zombie apocalypse happened during that time, though, you had enough training with the Duck Hunt rifle that you'd be out there.
Well, first off, it was a pistol. Duck Hunt was a pistol.
I thought they had a rifle.
It was a pistol.
Okay.
It was a little red. It looked like a sci-fi gun. Oh, yeah. I was a big Duck Hunt guy.
I was there, and I played it, but it was a really long time, and I'm losing my memory.
It was a really long time ago.
Remember, my first video game was Pong. So, I mean, you know, that's not a lie. That's the truth.
Jokes aside, and I appreciate the call, Kev. Jokes aside, I think that the fact that the most played as team in the early release
How did they find that, though? I mean,
EA Sports tracks everything everybody
does. No, what I mean, organically, these people who are playing probably have a team that's not South Carolina. How did they know to go there to find Lenore Sellers?
Oh, they do.
Do they have ratings on?
Yes, on Madden. On Madden, they have player ratings, and Lenore Sellers is just one of the highest rated quarterbacks in the game, but his speed's like a 99. And so there are clips going around of this dude in the game taking a snap and doing like he used to do with Bo J. Here, you want the throwback? Bo Jackson and Tecmo Bowl, where you just run him all over the field because no other player character has the speed to catch the guy. So he's just running in circles with 11 guys wearing a different color chasing him and unable to catch him.
See, my guy was Walter Payton, and this was earlier. You had Walter Payton.
No, that's fine.
You could run all over everybody.
Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl was the definition of a cheat code in a video game. Nobody else in the game could get anywhere close to him, and that's Lenore's in this game. The point that I'm making here is like, yeah, it's kind of funny, goofy, whatever, but I mean it when I say that is an indicator of how high the expectations are. And if he meets his, South Carolina meets theirs. And if they meet theirs, and they're an SEC title team right there in that mix, if they're a playoff team right there in that mix, and especially if they do anything with that, and they meet those expectations, I think South Carolina next year jumps up to that B tier, that second tier of teams that it's like Penn State. If they get it right this year, they're a threat. We'll talk more about that coming up. We got the Audio Blitz next. We got Lonzo Sports Flash now.
Speaking of a team that hasn't met its expectations, the Atlanta Braves stopped a five-game losing streak with a 9-2 win over the A's last night. Ronald Acuna Jr., who missed Tuesday's game with back tightness, hit a leadoff home run and another in the fourth. Bryce Elder picked up his third win of the year, going 6.2 innings and giving up 8 hits, but just 2 runs while striking out 7. Devin Booker has agreed to a 2-year, $145 million maximum contract extension with the Phoenix Suns, the highest annual extension salary in league history, surpassing Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's deal signed last week. Booker's contract is now for 5 years and $316 million in total. The NHL regular season is expanding to 84 games as part of a new collective bargaining agreement between the league and the Players Association. The full details of the CBA haven't been released yet, but we'll find out soon. Hour number 3 of the Rob Brown Show coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.